During the wilderness, when God was taking them to the promised land, so they requested for food and he gave them manna. And he tells them, go and get manna for each day. They go and pick every day except on Saturday, they have to pick for 2 days. The word, by the grace of God, that we are going to be bringing to you in 2023, it will be word in season. I heard as I sat down when I came in this morning that as many of us, including me, that have come, not convenient, you woke up early, to serve God this morning. God said he will honor you.
Amen.
You do not have to struggle for honor. In 2023, God will honor you. In the name of Jesus. Now, praise the Lord. As we got back home and I was trying to get ready for the church, I was ironing my clothes. So God spoke to me that I should tell the church this morning. The title of my message is, I should tell you that your victory is assured. In 2023, he said, your victory is assured. That was what God told me. So, of course, that's the title. There has to be a message around it. And it becomes easier when God can dictate your message to you. It happens to me quite a number of times. He said, your victory is assured. He said, I should go and tell you that your victory is assured. And I was asking, let's say we cancel the service. What will have happened? So God took me to a place, very popular scripture, but I want you to please listen with your heart and your spirit this morning. There are things that you have to do, he said to me. And you will see there is a connection between what is told us sometimes early this morning. Last night, I want you to listen, honestly. And there's a group of people I will pray for after the service, very short prayer. Please, if you don't belong to the category, don't come out. I was told, now, you are here, there are a group of people here. So I read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 17. I will try, because we know the story, I will go to the lower end of it. Said in 2023, he said, I should tell you that your victory is assured.
Yeah.
But what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What must we do? First Samuel 17 from verse 38. So Saul clothed David with his armor. I'm reading from New King James' version. And he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested there. He had not what? No, I want you to please repeat after me. He has not what? He has not tested them. Tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with this, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. First instruction. Please be truthful to yourself. You can write it down. Be truthful to yourself. Moving forward. I've been reliably informed that many people are not truthful to themselves. Truth that you see, it's not easy to be truthful to yourself. David was truthful to himself. he would have lost the battle. And God would have wanted him to win. So will you say it's the fault of God if he had lost that battle? Not only David, a nation would have been in captivity because of the fact that someone that offered him this thing is the one in authority. He can't say no. So he put them on. Wise guy. If he had said no from the onset, what if he said to himself? He tried to walk. It was too heavy. He said, I'd not tested them. Yeah. In 2023, make sure you are very, very equipped and skilled in whatever you want to go into. And please locate who you are. Don't lie to yourself. I don't care which place they place you in, somewhere else. Make up your mind. Don't lie to yourself. Know who you are. Well, maybe some of us might have gone to have degrees in some things. And that is not what you want to do in your life. Doesn't matter your degree. Because your degree can actually put you in shackles. Yes. So I've not tested them. How do you go to battle? You have all the capacity within you, but you are not well tuned up. What works for you may not be what works for me. And you don't know what works for you, and you don't sharpen your skill in what works for you. I've not tested them. You know, I love this lady, Chima Amanda. You know her? Yeah. Some of us, we force our children to go and do courses. Because they are very popular here in Nigeria. Doctor, law, and something. No. Maybe she wants to be a writer. Tested them. David said, I've not tested them. You know what God said to us? Our victory is assured. But not without instructions. If David had gone to that battle, the rest would have ministry. And the old nation. Can you imagine how people are in penury and poverty because of a decision of somebody who is saying he's heading a family who does not know his left from his right? Do you know how a family can be in captivity? Because of leadership that chooses not to know his left from his right. And I'm talking about in captivity. Do you know how much people can live as if they have no God in this world because of not taking the right counsel? The second day of the fast, somebody was, you know, they just said they were coming, of course. So when they came and they sat down, the guy said to me, I don't know what's going to happen in 2023. I can't see anything. I can't see. I just sat down there and I didn't know what will happen. But he just said it. And as he spoke, and I looked at him, and God spoke to me. And I told him something. If he followed what I told him, his story would be different. Yeah. I heard. But what I told him, I only told him the summary of the summary. He's going to work it out. So when we hear God and when we hear from God, we assume that it's automatic. It is not automatic. David, let me tell you something. Israel, Goliath has been facing them. They have God. They have God, but they don't have gods. You can have God and not have God. You achieve nothing. You can have God and be lily liver. You will achieve nothing. You can have God and not be strategic. You achieve nothing. Because there are laws that govern this place. And people don't give you something on the basis of the fact that you have prayed and fasted. Or it will be too dangerous. Can you imagine that a doctor had prayed and fasted and he was passing his exam, was passing, he didn't know what he was doing. And he has to go and be operating on people. He will be killing people. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? Listen to me, my brother and my sister. Your victory is assured. But don't lie to yourself. What somebody can do, somebody can do. What is easy for somebody to do may be difficult for some, but everybody have what can be easy for them. You go to business because they say some people are making money and there is no skill of that business in your destiny. Some people say they are selling something that they can't talk. What are you selling? Customer will run away. Some people, the customer has not landed. Ah, ekujo meta, awon onko, onkunko, kini konko, ah, sherry, kini, ah, ah, no so pe chain ti mo, ah, sherry chain, kini ko, gbo information na ni. Also my ma farabale ni. In those days when I was struggling to survive, any customer that if you're a doctor, I will speak to you about medical issue. If you're a lawyer, I will talk to you about law. If you're a politician, we will talk politics. Whatever you are. So as the clothes is not ready, I know that their clothes is not ready. And I know that. So when we begin to talk, I will reduce their temperature of annoyance. Because the thing is not ready, I have to develop a strategy. Maybe my toilets have run away. What am I going to do? We eat now. Hello. So David took them off. Please don't be afraid for change. Number two, whatever I say, don't be afraid to change. But just know what you really, the reason why you are changing. Don't be afraid to change. And don't be afraid of change. And don't be rigid. If something is not working, you are working it out, you are working it out, you are working it out. Sit down. And be truthful to yourself. The first one is what? Second one is of change. In fact, some of us have to change. Verse 40. Then he took his staff in his hands and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones. Tested method. And that's why I'm telling you, let me tell you something. God will not fight Goliath for you. Why are we here if we will not have challenges? Tell me why you are here. Why did he create you in his image if you don't have a job to do in this place? Why? Tell me why. The capacity of God, he gave it on you. Why did he bring Jesus to clear the barrier between us and him so we can talk to him, we can call him? Why did he put the Holy Spirit in us? And we have to be crying like babies? No. Capital, no. Africans and Nigerians, they look for privileges. They don't want to take responsibility. That's why we are where we are. Everybody's looking for cheap money. They stole money. I look at people that are stealing money. I say, these people are very crazy. Something's wrong with their brain. You know why? Elon Musk can buy the whole of the economy of Nigeria for how many years? The next 20 years. And he has not stolen. And he paid his taxes. And he used this thing. So why will some people be stealing? Is this the problem we have?
And that is the example we see here. So therefore, everybody is thinking, if you are not careful, your environment affects who you are. Everybody is looking for contract. Okay, can you 50 million? Could you want 50 million? What's low one here? You have money without this thing, you will be tired of life. It is capacity that renew our life. When you are not challenged, something, you know, welcome man, because there is hope, make it not ashamed. What are you living for? When there's no calculation, there is no, yes, what are, if I do this, this will happen. Some people don't understand a problem is an advantage for growth. How will David? Now, how will Israel know David? He had been anointed at 17 to be king, yes or no? Answer me yes or no. Somebody sleeping, and in the morning. Somebody is sleeping, wake up. You have woken up. Now, I can't be doing this whole message and you are sleeping. You are who? I slept at 5 a.m. now. You are sleeping. You can't sleep. Now, hey, listen. Me, Ligba. Honestly, my Lord, Jeff, from me. To Basso, I'll come and wake you up myself. I won't tell the ushers. And everybody will know that I've come to be a big man. My Lord, G, big man. Now, Shokolin Monsoreni, Emma Bino. Praise the Lord. And now, go away, prof, where you want to give us, you will go out to give us. Oh, listen. Now, you can't sleep. I won't allow it. Now, please think about it. Please, I want to think about it. I want us to read the Bible in perspective. Please, all this lie that people are talking about, they're saying, please, it doesn't make sense. That is why we don't achieve results. Let's say, it's ridiculous. You don't have capacity, you are talking about, let's say, you can't hold a conversation. You say you want to do what? You can't hold anything, you can't hold conversation. You have not developed capacity. When you talk, people cannot take notes. Who are you? You're a child of God. What are you using your time to do? You're not developing yourself. You're not sharpening your skill. David was anointed at 17. 1:7. Look at it. The anointing does not exonerate. It does not eliminate challenges of life. In fact, the anointing is what equips for the challenges. If you are anointed, don't be dancing and be jumping. Because too much is given. Much is what? The Bible says it. I didn't say it. Too much is given. If God is giving you something for free, it's not for free. Oh, God, don't bother yourself. Some people, they will batter them, they will do everything for them in a place. They say, I'm leaving that church, I'm leaving Kinikan. Go back to God with your gift. A woman jelegba. Koboko on de le. Ma tesiela and hijija. Ah, me, mama, ni oti mama. And because they annoy me, they are doing something. You left. You think you are the owner of that gift? Where are you carrying it to? When people abuse me, I carry it, I enjoy it. It's part of the condition for the assignment. They say you just got a demon, yes or no? They had a demon. They say he's a glutton. They say everything about him. That's part of the condition for service. Hello? Hello? Oh, all this small, small thing. And I greeted somebody, he didn't greet me back. And I'm not going to that church again. I didn't laugh. Oh, please. You are full of yourself. And God will deal with you. Anywhere you go to, you will meet double of those things. You go to work, you will meet everything. Suddenly you will find that everybody is bad. You are the only one that is good, Abby. You will soon find out. Some people don't have capacity for anything. You don't greet them, they are offended. You will say, Kenigan, they are offended. I say, who are you? Hello? 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 Husband, let me tell you something. May you not get to heaven and tell God that you don't have a family and you are married or not. You will know that God is a witness between you and the wife of your youth when you get to heaven. Family, you already, you fail assignment. You don't know. Failure. You don't know. Do you know the cost? The cost of having a family? Do you know the cause? You that you are not married. Hey, I will meet someone that loves me. You see, man, he's very handsome. He's tall. He has car. No problem. Man, he car.
It is when you get into marriage, you say, hey, you know what happened? Inside marriage, the thing they way, they behind, six. It's more than what? Seven. You are marrying somebody from another background. You know what? And there's nothing you can do about people. Background. You come together. And that's the way God designed life. Yes. That is the way God has designed life. Even if you think you are very compatible, you will meet it. You will meet your thing there. But your capacity to manage each other, your capacity to know them. So when you now bring up children, they will understand. They become better you. They may not be more religious. Some people are religious. They can't work anything out. Because you are religious doesn't mean you are spiritual. Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? Excellent. He said your victory is what? But with instructions. From the brook and put them in a shepherd bag, in a pouch which he had. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, it's good to underestimate you. Somebody was telling me this morning what they were doing to him, to somewhere where they are doing business. I said, leave me alone, go. I said, how much did you make last year? Tell me how much you want to make this year. Honestly speaking, you will make it. This stupid thing, they don't understand. Let them underestimate you and know that you carry a God. Let them know that you have a God. Some of us, we are not standing. Having done not to stand, stand. Therefore, you teach them lesson. Isaiah 60, don't forget, they will bow before you. But it is not automatic. You enforce. You know what, who we are? We are law enforcement agents. Here on earth, we enforce the law of God. That's why we are ambassadors. The guy was so angry and annoyed. Who are you, Bolo Timbo? On she contract, you were not on board. I say, ah, you don't know where I'm coming from. You, can you lead this organization? Ah. You are underestimating me. You soon find out. Just like one of our sisters that they wanted to interview. The people who came from abroad. When the second person that they wanted to give the job to. When this woman said this, the gap, you can't even. Yeah. You manifest. Say, I will manifest. Yes. The earnest expectation of what? Creation. They are doing what? They are waiting. Don't let them wait for you forever. We are the one to solve the challenges of Nigeria. Okay, let me tell you something. If they are stealing money and we have Elon Musk, this one, we have four or five of them and they can fund Nigeria, what? And they did not steal. Praise ye the Lord. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you came to me with sticks? And the Philistine called, listen to this. There is no enchantment against Jacob. Because they are cursing you. Don't believe what they are saying. Once you believe it, you must. He cursed David. Sometimes we are conscious of what the enemy is doing. We are not conscious of what God can do. He cursed David. Do you know some people? Now, many people that are looking before me now, if somebody stand before you and start cursing you, you know what happened? You will be afraid. Everything I buy, one look back, one shake me. Now, sometimes they start meditating on it, on those words. They start meditating on it. They start meditating on it. They start going to initially. It's going to happen. He
ask David, don't talk to me about the fact that they are cursing you. Don't talk to me about the fact that they are saying nonsense. It doesn't matter. It is what you say. If you lie, let it reach ground. Go home and go and collect reply. That is why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved of God, a workman. Not being what? Ashamed. You don't study, shame is not far. Yes, shame is not far. It doesn't matter if you're a child of God or not. Shame is not too far. You don't study the word of God. God gave us Isaiah 60, you are not studying it. How will you fight? What else do you want God to do? It's just 22 verses, so some people, I'm sure they have not opened it. You know, I know you have not opened this. When I was praying last night, some people have not, you think some people have opened it? Don't let me be talking. I did some exam. And after last night, he gave you Isaiah 60. If you don't go to Isaiah 60, I'm going to begin to look at what is inside Isaiah 60 and be telling yourself that God is not good to you, God is good. Tell somebody, please be responsible. For your destiny, be responsible. For your greatness, be responsible. For your rising, be responsible. For your safety, be responsible. He cursed David. And you know the cause. Some people put something in their mouth. And when they want to threaten you and frighten you, they go and put one black thing here. It's the one black nonsense. They put it there. Especially if they show you in the dream. Say, ah! Papa, you ain't that bad. Because you need that bad. You don't need that bad. No, you man. I remember one day, I dreamt. Okay. I used to have a lecturer. So I was ministering to him. He didn't listen. So eventually he died. So I saw him in a dream. When I saw him, I looked at him. I said, okay. I said, when this man was alive, life, he can't even beat me. Inside the dream. I said, my friend, look. So he disappeared. So there was a time I had a dream. I saw a coffin. You know, I saw it. You know what? When I'm passing through Mokola, I used to see it now. So if I see it, then what's the difference? It's just a wood cut in a particular shape now, and you want to give life to it. Never. They threaten you. And the Bible says fear has torment. They only threaten you. They only show you something, and you're running around. And the Bible says fear has torment. What do you carry? Do you know that God will be looking at you from heaven? Say, did I? I saved this woman. You are running around from pillar to post. Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Please listen. Talk to me. Hello? A few minutes to go. It's going to be a short service. He cursed David by his God. He didn't curse David alone. By his gods. So it wasn't it wasn't an ordinary curse. But the Bible says they that know their God. They that know their God. They that know their God. And Philistine said, he said, do you have mouth? Do you have mouth? If you have, shout hallelujah. Do you know that is power? Mouth is power. Bible says power of life and death is where? In the tongue. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The person that is causing you, shekoko gbede, no? You start with that. First to bind him. He said, according to the word of God, he said, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound, I bind you in the name of Jesus. One susan in me. Nobody told susan in. Oh, the sow, what to sumo? Hello. Praise the Lord. I will invite personality to bring Arsenal. No Manchester United. So, now look at it. I will give your flesh. That was the vision of the enemy. And that is what the enemy has always been doing to people. The Bible says he has come to steal and to do what?
kill, and to do what? That is what the enemy had always been doing to people. He knew what he knew his worth. He only met somebody greater than him on that day. That is what Goliath had ever been doing for people. So he knew what he was talking about. He wasn't talking nonsense. He was talking reality. He was saying his own reality. Baba Yegbono, Tobari, only Shekiniko, only they will be telling you the record. And the record makes you to be little and little and little and little. By the time they finish with you, you will think the man has killed you. And you behave like somebody without God in this world. That's what he has been doing to people. Ah, but your home will be different. I say your home will be different. Now, verse 45. And David said, ah, what did I say yesterday that God said we should do? We should do what? We should do what? We should do what? We should do what? I told you, we should declare. David did not pray. God, I'm here. God, see me. This battle, I didn't know it would be like this. Holy Ghost, what will you do now? Holy Ghost, what will you do now? Don't take charge. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, with spear, and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, Olorun Awon Ogun, the God and the armies of Israel whom you have defiled. Today, this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands. And he told him what he will do to him. It was not the battle, it was the battle of gods that is using men. In 2023, please, God will fight your battle, but let God use you. I want us to arise this morning. I'm beginning to appreciate God.